It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. The sight, sound, smell, and feel of a tropical rainforest are neatly packed into a 48-foot trailer parked here outside the Brent Elementary School in Washington, D.C. This is the rolling rainforest, an ecological recreation of an equatorial habitat. It's designed by the Discovery Creek Museum to transport school kids deep into the jungle without having to leave their neighborhood.
We have antibacterial wipes. We have sunscreen.
You have to be clean.
And insect repellent.
The kids are split into groups, and they're all pretending to be different kinds of scientists.
All right, entomologists, I want you guys to get ready right here.
We're following three young would-be entomologists who received a letter requesting help from a Dr. B. Von Trapp. The good doctor studied this rainforest 10 years ago, and she wants the kids to tell her how many of the bugs she identified back then are still around today.
So the first step is what?
Remove all three pitfall traps from the holes in the ground.
Exactly. So that's your first step.
One. Ugh. It's just a bug. Can I see it?
Yeah.
You see the tweezers? The first one we got to identify is green. Has light green spots and six legs.
Let me see it again. Let me see the bug again.
It looks like this.
There it goes.
Okay.
There you go.
Can somebody hold the bug with the tweezers?
I'll hold it.
Ew!
Is this fake?
I know it's a piece of plastic.
A piece of plastic. It looks real.
This thing.
Oh, we gotta pretend. Okay. Okay. We. What was the name of it?
Gotcha. BD something.
That's a really hard name to pronounce. It's Scarabeity. Can you say that?
Scarabeity.
That's and all those names are Latin names for the kinds of insects. Yep, there's a lot of different kinds of insects.
Do you guys remember how many different bugs you guys found?
10.
10.
I think 12.
12 or so. Did you guys
we
compare?
Found 10.
Did you guys compare to what the scientists found 10 years ago?
Yeah, it was 120.
So wait, the scientists 10 years ago found over 100 bugs?
Uh-huh.
And you guys found around 10 or so? What could happen to the environment that makes such a difference?
They probably got eaten.
Maybe they got eaten. Who's eating them?
The animals, bigger animals.
What else could happen?
The amount of food.
What about the amount of food?
Well, some of the plants could have extinct.
That's true. Maybe their food sources.
Maybe they got drowned.
Excellent. Now, why does it matter? Why are we studying bugs in the rainforest?
Indeed, that question will come up again when our fledgling entomologists met their fellow kid hydrologists, ichthyologists, that's fish scientists in case you wondered, and soil scientists back in the classroom. The students talked about how the rainforest ecosystem is connected to the environment in their own schoolyard, and how they rely on the rainforest for things like oxygen and medicine. One question didn't get answered, though.
Is there really a Dr. B. Von Trapp?
The Rolling Rainforest will visit 15 more schools in Washington, D.C. before rolling on to New York and California next year.
Because there's fewer species.